Good to be with you today, Christ the King Sunday. If you need any background information on Miss Deborah, Pastor Steve, or even Pastor Bacon, I remember them from seminary. So just go ahead and ask, after worship, or you can look it up and text me if you have to. There's some good stories, really. Especially Pastor Stephen. Okay. Christ the King Sunday. These are two things that'll be on your examination on your way out on the final. The first is the theme for today. It's beginning to look a lot like what?
Christmas.
No. So that's false. It's beginning to look a lot like chaos everywhere you go. Remember, it's Christ the King Sunday. It's beginning to look a lot like chaos everywhere you go. That's a theme. And the text, the Bible passage for today, is in Colossians, that second lesson, in the 17th verse. In him, all things hold together. Beginning to look a lot like chaos. In him, all things hold together. It does look like chaos, doesn't it? If you watch the news and you see all kinds of mess all over the world. You see wars and revolutions, taxes and no taxes, fighting. You even see a hurricane out in the Atlantic Ocean. I don't know if you saw that on the weather yesterday, named Sebastian. It's not coming this way. It's going up just north of England. Sebastian, in November at Thanksgiving. It's chaos everywhere. How many Black Fridays have you gone through already? Have you gone, tried to go to one of the malls and find a parking place? Just wait till next weekend. What about families and difficult challenges in families? You know, Thanksgiving coming up and all of the Hallmark channels and all of the wonderful stories say how awesome it is. And then think about preparing. Think about preparing for Christmas and family get-togethers and who's going to travel and who isn't and what is the tree going to look like this year and do we have to do it like we've always done before and where should Uncle Mark sit and Aunt Frieda sit and they can't get together and who's going to talk about politics and what can't we bring up and it's chaos everywhere. You know, even in churches, not Pisgah, but even in churches, denominations, think about how things seem to be falling apart and breaking apart and spending more time on what divides us than what unites us. What was the text again? In him all things hold together. Well, think about how many denominations and how many congregations spend more time on what separates and what unites. Think about what it's like in some schools today, not the ones across the street and not the ones you know, but in some schools where you have all kinds of violence and taunting and ridiculing, and some people call it bullying and loser, loser, and what it's like. Seems like things are breaking apart and coming apart and falling apart, and we emphasize our differences more than what unites us. Not just outside our lives, but inside us too. How many of us look in the mirror by ourselves and think, not that, we look in the mirror and think, if you only knew what I was really like, you wouldn't love me. If you only knew what I was really like, you wouldn't even like me. Believe it or not, I Believe it or not, some people have that in their hearts. Loser, loser, maybe an invisible ink or lemon juice, but it's there. Think about the kids and loser and what Jesus does. It turns that upside down. But it's hard for us to feel that. If you only knew what we were really like. Some of you, do you ever watch, you probably don't. Folks, you have gray hair like mine. And some of the folks, there are people out there who have gray hair, so they probably are old enough to have watched Hee-Haw on TV. Have you ever watched Hee-Haw, you know, with Junior Samples and, okay, you got that. Oh, what was Junior Samples' telephone number? BR5. There you go. 49. They sang with Minnie Pearl this little ditty. I'm not going to sing it, but I bet you know the words. Gloom, despair, and what? Agony on me. Deep, dark depression. Abject misery. If it weren't for hard luck, what? There'd be no luck at all. I searched the world over and thought I'd found true love. But you met another and you can do that in church. You were gone, yeah. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, Lutherans, Baptists, Gamecocks, Tigers, gloom, despair. You're wrong. You're miserable. You're a loser. What a way to grow up. We need a king. You probably know this if you took any history course in high school or college, that the more folks feel hurt, losing, depressed, oppressed, helpless, hopeless, the more we feel overcome by others beyond ourselves, the more we desperately want a leader who will help us feel good, who will take control, take charge, promise hope. But we know that most promises don't come true. We know that there is only one source of hope, true hope. Yeah, we do need a king. It's beginning to look a lot, to feel a lot like chaos everywhere you go. Every paper you read, every blog you read, every TV news program that you watch, it's beginning to look a lot, to feel a lot like chaos. However, we do need a king, and thank you, Jesus, we've got one. God gave us a king who does not just promise hope, but gives hope. What does that hope look like? What does the king do? How does he turn losers into winners? You saw the first step. That's right up there. It's the cross. I hope you tried that little exercise with an L and turn it upside down and make the cross. When you feel that way, stick it on your mirror. When you feel that way yourselves, put it in your book bag. When you start to feel like a loser, look at that cross and remember what Jesus said, what Jesus does. In fact, do this. How do we know we have Christ the King in the past and in the present and in the future? Oh yeah, I'm supposed to stand here. All right. In the past, most of you here were splashed with kingly love. somewhere in baptism. Many of you, before you even could say, I don't want to do that, or I do want to do that, and I know probably you were crying when you were splashed. I don't know that for sure, but I would guess, I can really guess that Pastor Steve was probably crying when God splashed him. How do you know that Christ is with us and made us a winner? Because of that water. Because of Christ in that water. How do you know? That's the past. How do you know Christ is with us today, right now? Well, you're all looking at it, right there at the altar. When we hear the words, this is my body given for you, it is, the words don't say, this is a theological, mystical representation of something that we don't understand, and it's a mystery, and it's just something to go through as a ritual. This is my blood shed for you, not just some sort of mystery, theological stuff that only educated people can figure out. And no, we know that Christ is with us, because that's Christ. When you take that bread and you drink that wine, that's Christ. That's Jesus, the King, with you today. I'm with you always, he says, even to the end of the age. What about the future? How do we know that promise is true? Lo, I'll be with you always. Look at the gospel lesson. One of the things that you remember most about this gospel lesson, I guess, is what Jesus said to the thief who was right next to him on the cross. Remember what he said? Today you will be with me in paradise. All of us have friends, family members, loved ones who have died. And Jesus' promise to them was that second today, you will be with me in paradise. Last time I was here was when a good friend, Julie, died and her funeral was here. And God's word rang true for Julie and for us. Today, you will be with me in paradise. We need a king. Oh, yeah. We have one. It's chaos out there. And it's looking a lot like chaos everywhere. Brokenness and fractured families and fractured countries, fractured world. But what holds it together? The last item on your exam. First, it's called Colossians 1:17. In him, all things are held together in spite of our differences. All things. Hey, you know, that's pretty good news. Amen.